Join me on my journey and be the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Good afternoon, it's 13 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the news headlines.
To present the headlines, my name is Mercy Chanika. Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, President Antonio Mwanza has expressed concern with the mounting statutory and operational pressures that are threatening the survival of small and medium enterprises. The Zambia Federation of Trade Unions has urged government to strengthen the enforcement of laws regarding the employment of foreign expatriates in the mining sector. The government is considering introducing legislation to remove Andrew Mountenben Windsor from the line of royal succession. Defence Minister Luke Poland has told the BBC the move, which could prevent Andrew from ever becoming king, was the right thing to do regardless of the outcome of the police investigation. That ends the headline.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email or fax stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Alison Carter Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Baby diapers, soft on skin. It doesn't matter if big or small. Chocoloco. Chocoloco is for all. Choco Sticks, long lasting fun.
Atumagi, you're welcome. We've been expecting you. Let me get you some juice.
This is not Fruit Top.
We ran out.
Well, you know me. If it's not Fruit Top, it's not a welcome.
Auntie Maggie is right. It's not quite a welcome if you haven't been served Fruit Top Juice Cordial. Fruit Top contains real fruit juice for that refreshing, real fruity taste. Fruit Top Fruit Juice. Real fruit in every drop.
Oh, what a bad day.
When everything is bright and golden, the sun is shining and the mighty morning. Without my family in that moment, that day.
Everyone's bad day is my bad day. But when my banja comes together, there are no bad days.
Nothing brings our banjas together like a bad day. Eh?
And introducing the newest member to the Banja, Banja Ultra.
When you are there, you bring the shine into my
Banja washing powder, the family detergent.
And we're off. It's a full house tonight. I flew to every pass and every goal. Orders flying in. This is what we call playing the game. And look at that. Another goal for the business owner. When you bring the big matches to your screen, you keep your customers coming back for more. Sign up for DSTV for business today. Keep your customers cheering. Visit DSTV.com/business to get started.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two.
Scream it. Just scream it.
Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car.
Green it. Just green it. Cook it up.
Just tuned in to the Social Mix program, comes to you every Saturday at 13 hours, and I'm your host, Mercy Chanika. Today we have another interesting discussion. We have another interesting topic that we're going to be talking about today, and I hope you're ready for it. I hope you're having a lovely weekend, and I hope you're going to love it, the topic. So basically, the topic that I have today, I want to find out, it's a simple question, and I want to find out, has society really embraced women working? Like, have we really, really embraced the idea of women, specifically mothers, working, like being in the working environment? Because what I've come to discover is that from the many stories that I've heard from people, there's always this element of when somebody starts to work, things are just okay. Like we are like, yeah, we want women in parliament, yeah, we want women in leadership. That's, we are all pro for that idea. I mean, 2026 and these ideas, we are seeing women in bank, women being CEOs, we love that idea. But then when we trickle it down to family level, there's always that level of, oh, when I marry someone, I don't want you to be working. There's a story of this lady who was doing pretty okay. Like, she's fine, she's earning quite a substantial amount. Okay, you can drama, so makwacha here and there. She's balling. Yeah. Now, she gets engaged with this man. Everything is fine. Like, they met from work, I think. Yeah. Got married. 3 months after working, the man is like, actually, moving forward, I don't want you to be working. I want you to purely focus on your womanly roles, that is being a wife, being a mom, like when you eventually have children. I don't want the idea of me coming from work and then my wife is also coming from work, she's tired, and then we have to, like, I want my woman, on his defense, he says, I want my woman to be a queen. I don't want her to be stressing about work and the like, so don't do this. So the woman was like, yeah, sure, but I love to work. I love to be productive. I love to make my own money. You know how it is nowadays. Yes, you may be married to someone, but there's always that kind of, you need to have your own something. You can't just be dependent on a man. So she thought it was not something serious until the conversation kept on getting serious. Like, I want you to stop working. I can do this for us, like for both of us. And now she was having problems because the man primarily was, anyway, it's enough, like it's okay. But the supplements that she was adding, or should I say, the money that she was also getting was helping around the house. So she thought, why can't I still do this when I'm married? Like, is there something wrong with me being in a working space and whatnot? So now I want to find out. Because